with theft because of the Yiralef Yamin, and so Afilu Yamin Maria Lesviras Stiras Zavra. If she continue on, like true, there's 11 days she could become a Zavra. Let's say she became a Zavra then. So true, the next 7 days she has to count Zainikiyim. But what's going to be after counting 6 days on the sixth day, she sees Dam, that's Seisa. So she has to start counting over again. So that's Ein L'Davar Sefik, if you continue on and on and on, that she always has Tuma Zavra on her. So if you tell him now, Rav Svar, anything that would have Tuma Zavra now, when it comes out because of the lady she saw, so it's not only Tor the Dam that comes out during the first 18 days, but no matter how long on we go, all that Dam should be Tor as long as the Dam is coming out because of the lady. Tavik was the Tanan, the Lord in our Mishnah, and Tapatat Ramachesi, Tanan, the Lord in our Mishnah, Kami Kishuya, how far back is it possible to have this Ptur of Kishuya of labor pains? How we said the labor pains are still coming because of the labor. So Remeya Remeya says, Aboyim Bechemishim Yom. He holds 40 or 50 days. Not more. So Bishleim, the Rav is good according to Rav Mishkachasle, he can find it. Kravad of a Rav. That he holds that not only 18 days, but as long as you want, because you could always have a steer if you'd see Dam, but it's not over again the 7 days, it keeps on going on and on again. So it's good how you could have 50 days, that because of the lay Dam, that any Dam you see during those 50 days, you tell, it's very good. But ever the lady, according to the lady's chat, it says no. That even though you see Dam because of the later, because of the later pains, it's only Mitaya during the 11 days, and that's all, but not more, it's Akasha. How could the Mishnah say, according to Remei, it's 40 or 50 days? That's much more than 11 days. So my answer is, Amalach Levi, Levi will answer back, it's like this. Mi Ketani Torah Bekulam, as the Mishnah said, that during those 50 days, she's taught no matter what day she sees, what type of Dam comes out. No, the Pshat is that Bimei Nida Nida. If she sees Dam during those 50 days, the time that would make her into a Tami Nida, she does become a Nida. And that is no terror of later. But you may see that after the 7 days of need is passed by, that then the next 11 days she becomes a Zavra, during those 11 days, that's what the Mishnah means to say terror. So you tell during those 50 days that she had her labor pains, any time you saw them during the time that you could become a Zavra, you'd be told, according to Levi. But Echnami, if you'd see them during the time you could become a Nida, you would become a Nida. Now, Lishnachrina, another way to learn the Pshat HaMachayim between Rav and Levi is like this. Lishnachrina, Amr says this. Amr Reb Levi says, Ein Havlad Mitayer Eliyarim Haruyin Liyaz Ben Zavah. Kedela. That Levi says in the bigger Kiddush, during those 11 days, only if you see Dam 3 days in a row, that Dam should have brought you to be a Zavah Kedela, now that you see it because of labor pains, you tell. But let's say you'd see only 1 day, Dam, you would be Tamei that 1 day. As of the Katani, you would be, even because of Leda. My time, what's the reason of Levi? Dama Yomim Rabim, see, the Pasuk says, Dama Yomim Rabim. Meaning to say, only if you see 3 days in a row, then the Leda is Matayarit. If you only see 1 day during the 11 days, you're not going to be Tamei that day. Shemeres Shem Kenega Dream, that 1 day as of the Katani, you would be Tamei. Abishoya Mishmei the Rav Oma, Mishoya the name of Rav, that know that Afilu Yom Maria leaves them Zav the Katana also, kids only during those 11 days. But even if she only sees once during those 11 days, and she has labor pains then, she'll be Torah. My time, what's the reason according to Abishoya Mishmei the Rav? Yimei, V'chol Yimei, Hosam Sivit, says over there, Mashma Kol Yimei, Mashma, all the days that she's fit to become a Zavah, all those 11 days, any Dam she sees then, she'll be Torah from. Since in the middle of labor pains, because of the flood, the Torah says it's Torah. That's the machlokes between Levi and Rav. Both hold Yoni Torah during those 11 days, and the machlokes says, if you see a Zavah Katana, would you become Tamei during those 11 days? Now the more the question according to both of them, so it's a Kasha and a Mishnah. Tanan says, Na Mishnah, Kamu Kishuyam. How long could you have labor pains to say the Dam you see them is Torah? Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Meir, he says, Afilu Aboy Lechemishim Yom, even 40 or 50 days. So, Kashna Tavar is Kashna according to both of them. According to this Lishna, both of them agree, Yoni Torah during the 11 days, that you could become a Zavah. Smachloikis is Abgadol, is Abgatana even, but not more than 11 days. And here the Mishnah says you could become Tor for 50 days before you have the labor, if you had labor pains all those 50 days. So my answer is no, Mikatana, as the Mishnah say, Torah Bakula means all 50 days that you turn, no matter what dam you see, no. It could be like this. Kosher Sebi, you may need Nida. If you have labor pains during the seventh, during the time, you can become a Nida, and you see dam, then you would become a Nida. Only if you may see Vosa, but the next 11 days after the Nidus, then Torah, that's all. So every cycle of 11 days, you'll be tore if you have labor pains and see dam. Nami. After that, after the 11 days, the next time you see dam, you become a nida, even though it's during these 50 days, you would become a tumas nida on you. The other more says, Tani Rana this, Tani Hoyer, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Meir used to say, Yesh Mekashe Kuf Nun Yom. It's possible for a lady to have labor pains for 150 days, and the Ein Ziv Olam for 150 days she'll be tall because of these labor pains. She will not have tumas ziva during these 150 days. How do you have it? Either Mishnah says that labor pains is only 50 days before the labor. So how could you have even 150 days to be tall from ziva? So when it says case, what's the case like this? Shnayim v'layis. Let's say first she saw the last 2 days of the Yud Aleph Yemen. She saw the 10th day and the 11th day. So that's it. She does not become a Zav Gadol because she didn't see 3 days in a row in those Yud Aleph Yemen without giving birth, without any labor pains. And then she saw down the 3rd day, which is the beginning of the Nida cycle. So she's telling now for Shiva Nida, 7 days, the next 7 days, she's telling me as Nida, not a Zav. So that's 9 days so far, even though she saw down, she's not a Zav. Now after the Nidus, then it starts again the Yud Aleph Yemen, Ushnayim Shalechad HaNida, Shalachanad Nida. She only saw the next, the number 1 and number 2 days. She did not become a Zavah because she didn't see 3 days. Now, V'chanishim Shevlad Matayr. Now we start, she has labor pains now. That's 50 days before she's going to give birth. So those 50 days she's tore, al Zavah. Because those 50 days, the dam is coming, Machmas Avlad. V'chanishim Shevlad Matayr. Now, U'shimayim Shemekeva. Let's say what happened was she gave birth. And after she gave birth, if she was tummy for 14 days after later from a nekeva, and then she went to the mikveh, she lived with her husband, and she became pregnant then. So now the next 66 days that she made tayyah, so she's tayyah anyway. So that's called the shemenu shenekeva. The next 80 days she's tayyah because it has tummy, it's called dam tayyah. Then after the 80 days, v'shiva nidus, when the first time she sees them, she becomes a nidu again. And then even after the nidus, the next 2 days, shneim shalachar hanidu. So that's why you have 150 days. Since how you can have 150 days, at least she could see damn straight, and she will not have a tumas zava on her. Only where they said that, in Kehler so, yesh makasha ko yomeha, v'yein ziv olavem, and so go on to say that, go on the rest of your life. Like, why only 150 days? It could be again, she became pregnant again, and she had an eiful again and again. Omelette, he said back to him, my detchaitu, what's in your mind? Mishum nefalim, like we say, now after every day, she could have an eiful, and then she could have pregnant again. So there it says, a kishul nefalim, no. If the end, she only gives birth to an eiful, but not a vlad shel kayama, that's not a ptur. Then we say she would become a zava. There's din that lochrus of a dam comes because of the lady that she's tore, that's only if it's a lady from the bench of kayama. There's not a bench of kayama in Echnami, a kishul in the fallen. Tell me about a word like this. Yesh reya meya yom, a person could see, a lady could see 100 days straight, for yom ziva ele vehem, and she won't have to come a zavru on her. Case said, what's the case? Again, shnayim b'loyes, the last 2 days of the 11 days of that fight, because she saw it down, so she does not become a zavru gedela, because she only saw 2 days, not 3 days. Then the shiva nida, the next 7 days she's told me, as the nida, so it's 9 days. Then next cycle of Yud Aleph, Shnayim Shalechor, Ha'achar Anida. So that's for kids, so 11 days, that she doesn't become a Zavah yet. Now with Shmoinim Shonakeva, now what happened was, now she started to have labor pains again before, she gave birth to a Nekeva. And for the next 80 days, she doesn't become a Zavah. And then Vishiva Nida, after the 80 days, then she becomes a Nida. With Shnayim Shalachar Anida, then twice after the Nida, 2 times she sees them. So that's 100 days that she does not become a Zava. So the Rosh says, my Kamash, what are you teaching me over here? Lafuke Remandi Yom Yevshav Sikha Sakeva Bledam. That with some we do not hold like the Mandiyom, it says it's impossible to have a dam, to have a physical kever without dam. Kamashpur, no, this Tana holds that the Efshta Psychas Kever Bloy Dam, it's possible that the kever, the womb opens up and no dam comes up, comes out. Because if you're going to tell me now that Bishas Leda, when the womb opens up, some dam has to come out, so that dam, Rashi says, comes out before the Vlad. But that's a Matzias. If you hold, when any time you open up the kever, the womb, dam has to come out, so that dam, the pshat, is the dam is there already. It's not cool coming machmas the Vlad. The Vlad is only making the womb open up. Once the womb opens up, the dam comes out by itself. So that dam would have been dam to metam azova. So here the case was, before she gave birth, she saw 2 days in the Yilav Yamin. Then the third day she gave birth. So if you're going to tell me that the shah she gives birth, right before she gives birth, when the psichas akeva, when the womb opens up, dam comes out then, so that dam is not because of the vlad, that dam is coming out by itself. So she should have been have a tumazova. So that's the Kamashkva, no, that's possible to say that no dam came out just because of the opening of the psichas akeva. So therefore, only the dam came out because of the leda. That the Torah says is Torah. That the Chiddush, she could have 100 days straight that she sees dam, and she would not become Haftumas Zavar on her. Then the next man, the Yom Nishna, says, if you do Eimer, die Lo Chiddush, that you only have these labor pains for a month before you give birth, that if you see dam during that month, that's Torah from Ziva. Time will honor this. Rabbi Yudah says, Mishum Rabbi Tafrim of Yeratafrim, that die Chadosha. It's enough to have 1 month, that's it, 1 month of labor pains before you give birth is metar you from Ziva during that month. And if you just say like this, Yesh Bedob al-Hokal al-Hachmir, it's possible to look at this to be a Mekel and also to be a Chumma. Rashi says it means Pomim Shema Metai Chlum, sometimes not metar anything, and Pomim Shema Metar Chodesh V'Yemecha, sometimes metar a month and 1 day. What does that mean to say Ketzat? Mora says, let's say the last 2 days of the 8th month of her pregnancy, she had labor pains then. So it doesn't help that labor pains. Then the third time she saw was the first day of the 9th month with labor pains. So and even a bigger Kiddush. Even if she gave birth, talk at the beginning of the 9th month, she gave birth, talk about if she saw. Still, how raise you let this preserve? This is called the case that she is called you let this preserve. Shlav tumazova. And what's the pshat? Even though the 3rd day that she saw it was machmas the vlad, so why talk is she you let this preserve? So Rashi says hoyuva roiv ziva vishmini. Like the most of the three, 2 out of the 3 days was in the 8th month. Sheina vlad metayer, and the 8th month the vlad is not metayer. We put the 3rd day after the first 2 days. So therefore, she's called Yoledes Bezeif. And as Mor says, what's going to be though? Kosher so Yom Echod Bezeif Shmini. The last day of the 8th month, she started to have her labor pains. Ushtayim Betchilas Chi. Then the next 2 times she saw him. The 2nd and 3rd time was the first 2 days of the 9th month. In this case, should be Torah. And the Afilo Bisayv she yelled, even though she first gave birth at the end of the 9th month, still ain't Yilad is Bisayv. This is not called Yilad is Bisayv. Because again, the 2 out of the 3 Rias were during the 9th month. And that's a beauty shita that during the 9th month, if she sees because of labor pains, that's called Machmas Leidah, that it's Tor. Oh, Maravada Maravo, Shema Minifmir, we have a proof that Sovereb Yudah holds. She Purei Goyrim, it's like the 9th month, that month is what causes the dam to come because of the leder that she saw. Rashi is the Lashon of Shipura means the Shofar she taken by Bezdin Bekiddush HaChodesh. Bezdin blows the Shofar Bekiddush HaChodesh. So that 9th month is what causes them, they're called the dam, is called Machmas Leder. For the man, it's not that way. So far we're saying now, even though she gives birth the 2nd day of the month, she could give birth the 2nd day of the 9th month. It's given birth during the 9th month. It doesn't have to be a complete month. It could be Lumikotoyim. But any is not that way. For Amar Shmuel, Shmuel says, Einishim Mesaberes V'yoledes Enlo Mesayim V'shivim V'yechajim. That the pregnancy has to take 271 days, which is exactly 9 full months, or else from the time that she had Bia, or else Enlo Mesayim V'shivim V'shnayim 172 days, the Rashi says, from the Bia, Because it could be the first day of the bee when the Zera went in, it wasn't Niklach. She didn't become pregnant the first day. Only the second day when the Zera was in the body, she became pregnant. Or else, Oi, Lemosayim Beshiv Mishalos could be 273 days, because it could be she first became pregnant on the third day. So you see a component that she only gives birth after 9 complete months, not Lemekatoyim. So Mora says, who the Yom Lekech Hasidim Roshonim, and this last Brisa calls the coin to Hasidim Roshonim. The Veita calls when you give birth after 9 months, it has to be a complete 9 months. Titanium, learn like this. Chasidim Roshonim, the first birth of the Hasidim, they would only live with their wives from Revi, from Wednesday on to the end of the week, but not Yom Rishon, not Yom Sheni, not Yom Shlishi. Why?